What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to a very exciting week. It is the Thanksgiving edition of the WRFL. It is week 14 in NCAA and week 13 in the NFL. We just had a very good weekend of college football and NFL football, but this week we've got an even more exciting week, not just for the leagues themselves, but also for the WRFL. For this week, both leagues are going to have multiple 10-point games, multiple 5-point games, and in the NFL, there's even going to be a 25-point game. I'm your host, Jared Cornelius. With me tonight, sitting in for Trevor Truitt, my usual co-host, we got my little brother, longtime friend of the podcast, and, you know, multiple times on the show. He's done it. He's done the War Room. He's done this. He's done that. Jason, thank you for sitting in tonight. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you fucking drunk or something?
No.
No. Well, listen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We've got a lot of games to get into tonight. But before we get into it, Jason, how are you feeling about the season so far?
I'm feeling pretty decent in college football, but in NFL, it's not looking too good for me.
I mean, listen, man, if you were ever going to make a big push and do some bold things, this week might be the week. But I know, I'm not going to lie. I kind of in an evil way would love to see somebody just absolutely eat shit and lose the most point, like negative 200. You know how crazy that would be if someone like went negative fucking 115 or something?
Yeah, that would be bullshit. It'd probably be me too.
Yeah, if it was going to be anybody, it'd probably end up being you.
Yeah, and it'd be some bullshit.
Yeah, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into it. We got a lot of games. Like I said, we're going to have a lot of 10-point games. And the way we usually do it is in college, if a ranked team is playing on Thursday or Friday, any other day besides their usual day, like Saturday, it's automatically worth 10. And on Thursday, we've got a ranked matchup. We got number 22 Lane going up against number... they're not ranked, sorry. Number 22 Lane, 9-2, going up against 9-2 Memphis. Jason, Tulane is a 14.5-point favorite. Who do you like in this game?
I'm going to say, since it's in Alabama, I'm going to go Tulane.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tulane, and I'm going to go straight up on this one.
Yeah, I am too.
I think this could end up being a really good game. This is going to have a lot of implications for the conference championship for these two. I will say, Tulane being a 14.5-point favorite, the odds makers must be pretty confident that they're two touchdowns better. So I guess we'll see. But yeah, I'm going to go Tulane straight up. Up next, we got Oregon State coming off a win against Washington State, going up against number 12, Boise State. They are 10-1. They're rolling. They're favored by 19 in this game. Jason, who do you like?
I'm going with Boise State. Double down. Ashton Genty is the Heisman, in my opinion, and I think they're going to keep on rolling and win this last game.
Yeah, oh, and before we also get in all these games, these next 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyway, all these next games we're picking are all worth 10 if they're on Friday. The last one on Friday will be the Georgia Tech game. So all these are worth 10. But okay. That being said, I'm going Boise State double down. I do think it'll end up being a pretty good game. Oregon State's tough, but it's in Boise. That would be a real kick in the pants if they were to lose this game. Not that they're out of it, even if they did, because they could still be the number 5 team with the best record and win their conference, but it's definitely not going to help anything. But I'm going to go Boise State double down. Up next, we got number 16, Colorado, going up against OSU. It's in Boulder. Jason, who do you like?
I mean, after that loss against Kansas last week, it's kind of, they're making me think they're suspect. But OSU just sucks, so I'm going to Colorado double down.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you. Colorado double down. They're gonna be pretty fired up coming off of that loss to Kansas, which I'll give Kansas credit. They've been hot the last month. OSU is not very good this year. I've watched them play multiple times. They are exactly what their record says they are. They're not a very good team. Colorado should win this. And looks like the Big 12 championship is gonna come down to the fucking wire. Who knows who's gonna get in? This week, a lot of things could change. I think it's like a three-way tie for first right now. So,
like BYU, Colorado, and who?
Arizona State.
Ooh.
It's crazy. Literally none of the teams that were in the Big 12 last year are leading the Big 12. So, yeah. Anyway, up next, we've got another ranked matchup on Friday. We got number 9 Ole Miss going up against Mississippi State. Old Mississippi rivalry game. Jason, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Ole Miss over there. Mississippi State's his ass this year. So.
Yeah, as much fun as it was getting to pick against Ole Miss last week and watch them get beat, I don't think it's going to happen this week.
No.
I'm going to go Ole Miss double down. Up next, we've got one of the War Room games of the week. We got an interconference matchup between Liberty, who is 8-2, going up against Sam Houston, who is 8-3. Jason, who do you like?
I'm going to go with Liberty because Sam Houston screwed me last week. Double down.
Liberty?
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to this conference, Liberty just owns it. So, I think it's going to be a good game. But for that reason, I'm going to go with Liberty straight up. Up next, we got... sorry, everybody. Up next, we've got Georgia Tech going up against Georgia in a big rivalry game. Jason, who do you like?
I would like to pick Georgia Tech to shake things up. And I'm not going to do that, though. Georgia's going to finish out with a win. They're going to double down Georgia.
I wouldn't be surprised. Georgia Tech has actually looked pretty solid this year. They're 7-4. This is a rivalry game. Georgia's looked shaky, especially against teams that you think they should beat. But... Georgia is just, this is the big brother, little brother game. I'm going to go Georgia double down. This isn't me running the Georgia Tech program in NCAA 25. This is real life, so.
Yeah.
Up next, we've got another one of the War Room games of the week. We got Nebraska going in against Iowa. Jason, what do you think?
The opponents... Iowa has beaten, the last three wins Iowa's had, they've beaten the shit out of the teams they've beaten. And Nebraska's just been in some close dogfights against a good team. I'm going to go with Nebraska. I'm going to go straight up to go with Nebraska. They've been in some dogfights against really good teams the last five games, so I think they're going to get a win.
Man, I think at this point, I'm going to have to see it to believe it, but I will say I'm going to go Iowa straight up on this one. I do think that they're going to get the win. It's at home. I do think it'll be a fucking 13-10 game, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Iowa straight up. Up next, we've got Michigan versus Ohio State, one of the biggest rivalries in college football. Jason, what do you like? Who do you think?
I think Ohio State's going to continue to roll, and I'm going to double down on them. I think they're going to beat the crap out of them, actually. I don't think it's going to be a close game.
You don't even think it's going to be, like, a good game?
Nah, I think Ohio State's going to run away with it.
What did you think about old Will Howard mocking old Cignetti over there from Indiana. Did you like that or not? Because I don't think he should be doing anything after that fucking atrocity he did against y'all.
Yeah, and then when he was asked about it, he like cowered about it. So yeah, I don't think it was cool. I think Ohio's a bitch, and he sucks. He's on the list.
Yeah, he's banned. He's banned for sure. I'm going Ohio State double down. I usually root for them in this game. I think this year they're the clear better team, but you know, I wouldn't say there's zero chance that Michigan can't win, but I mean, I don't think they definitely shouldn't. So anyway, yeah. Up next, we got Tennessee going up against Vanderbilt. Could be a good game. Could be a blowout. Jason, what do you think?
That's the thing. Vanderbilt, they beat Alabama. They got destroyed by South Carolina, too. I don't know. Vanderbilt's really, they're kind of back and forth with how they play. They beat a team, lose by three, get their ass kicked. Win, lose, I don't know. I'm going to go Tennessee. I just think they're the better team. And I think they're better in closer games than other teams are.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that. I'm going to go Tennessee double down.
Double down too, yeah. I'm going to double down also.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Vanderbilt hype died already with the South Carolina loss, so I think Tennessee should get this win pretty easily. Up next, we got a 5-point game. We got South Carolina going up against Clemson. Jason, what do you think?
I have enjoyed the way Clemson has played this year. I think it's crazy that they're only ranked number 17, but I think they're going to go down. South Carolina has been playing fucking awesome lately. They've been looking really damn good. So I think they're going to take down Clemson, and I'm going to double down on that.
Man, I'm right there with you. I've watched both these teams play, and South Carolina is getting hot late. Clemson had a really bad loss a couple weeks ago against Louisville. I'm going to have to go with the South Carolina double down. I think they got this. It's a rivalry game, and it's in Clemson, but I still think South Carolina is going to go in there and really shock that whole stadium. Yeah. Up next, we've got UTSA going up against the Army. Jason, what do you think?
This sucks because I was really hoping, you know, one of the military teams would give them the playoff, and I don't think it's going to happen. And I really think San Antonio is going to beat Army, so I'm going to go San Antonio. I mean, the Army, they can't do anything. All they do is run. They can't, I mean, you stop the run, you can beat them. So, and I think they're going to be able to.
I'm going to go with the Army straight up and give them another nod this week just to kind of see how it goes. But, man, I like UTSA, and I do think that they could put some points up. But I don't. Then again, Army's, they're going to be tough, man. It's harder than you think. Anyway, up next we've got number 25 Illinois, who keeps hanging around the edge of the top 25, going up against Northwestern. And I'll give Illinois this, they've played a tough ass schedule. They're going up against Northwestern. Jason, what do you think?
I think Illinois is gonna beat the crap out of Northwestern, and I'm gonna double down on that. Northwestern, the times they've played big teams, they've gotten absolutely demolished. So I'm going to go with Illinois. Double down.
Hey, respectable. I, too, am going to go Illinois double down. Like I said, they've played a really tough schedule. And sometimes that really works out for teams like them when it comes to playing lesser teams, because they know what it's like to get ragdolled. So yeah, I'm going to go with Illinois double down. Up next, we've got Maryland going up against Penn State. Jason, what do you think?
Maryland and Penn State? I think Penn State's going to win swimmingly, and I'm going to double down on that.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, They've proved me wrong. I keep thinking they're going to fucking lay an egg one of these weeks, and I thought they almost did it against Minnesota last week. I called Minnesota over them, and I was so close, but they pulled it out. So I do not think they're a top four team in the country. I don't know how they're, but, you know, whatever. But I'll give them the nod this week. I'm going Penn State double down. And up next, we got a big rivalry game. Could be an interesting one. We've got Notre Dame going up against USC. Jason, what do you think?
I mean, I've thought Notre Dame was phonies all year. And they kind of proved me wrong. I mean, they've scored 50 points 3 out of the last 5 games. And they're looking like, I think they should be in the place where Penn State's at. So, I'm going with Notre Dame, double down.
I think it'll be a good game, but I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go Notre Dame double down. Everybody likes to clown on him for the Northern Illinois game, which they lost 19-17. Ever since that game, I'm pretty sure they've scored like 30 plus every single game. Like, their offense has been rolling ever since that game.
Oh, for sure.
So, Notre Dame is very dangerous, and I think they're going to cruise into the playoffs. Luckily, all they got to do is win this game and they're in. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Notre Dame double down. Up next, oh boy, we've got the Iron Bowl. We've got Auburn going into Tuscaloosa to play the shamed Alabama Crimson Tide. Jason, what do you think?
Dude, can we possibly be seeing another loss for Alabama at the end of the year?
Auburn just beat A&M in 4 overtime.
I mean, shit, dude. Yeah, it's tough, dude. It's really tough. I really want to say Auburn's going to pull an upset off. Dude, I'm going to shock the nation. I'm going to go to Auburn straight up. I think Bama's going to wish they had Nick Saban there at the end of the year.
Hey, man, if you're going to shock him, I'm going to shock him with you. I'm going Auburn double down.
Oh, shit.
I think
the double chunk chocolate cookie.
I think this Alabama team, now that they've got nothing to fight for, will show their true colors and show that they have no heart. This team has zero heart. They showed it. I usually pull for Alabama. I'm starting to realize that I was a big Nick Saban fan. I really like Nick Saban. I respect him. And you realize that he was the culture of that team and that program. Seeing things that he would never tolerate and you would never see players do is just kind of goes to show. I do think Kalen DeBoer is getting a lot of shit. I mean, for God's sake, everybody acts like it's an easy thing to replace Nick Saban. It's not exactly an easy thing to do, to have a guy come in and expect him to, you know, match what Nick Saban did. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what do you expect? But that being said, I do think where he has failed in my eyes is that those players show up and they have no self control, they have no respect, no discipline. They're not playing hard. You know, you can just see it, and it's sad to see coming from an Alabama team. So I'm going Auburn double down. I think Auburn coming off a big win against A&M. This Iron Bowl game is always tough, and I haven't seen some pretty shitty Auburn teams almost pull it off, so I wouldn't be surprised. I think Auburn's going to go snatch whatever heart that Alabama has left, unfortunately, and yeah, I'm going to go Auburn double down. Up next, we got Miami going against Syracuse. Should be a pretty tough game. Jason, what do you think?
I know you think Miami's ponies, but they're going to show you why they're not, and they're going to win this game away. And it's going to be a good game, I think, but I think Miami's going to win double down.
I want to take Syracuse. Oh. Yeah, fuck it. It's a one-point game. I'm going Syracuse straight up.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
you never know with Miami.
I don't think. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's too. I don't think it would be crazy to think that they drop this game at away to an 8-3 Syracuse team. I think it's going to be a tougher game than people think. But yeah. Up next, we've got Cal going up against 10-1. Disrespected, really. SMU. Jason, who do you think wins this game?
I think SMU is going to win. And I'm going to double down. I think they've been disrespected, too. They've been playing their asses off. I mean, they've been playing really damn good.
If you ask me, they should be number one in the ACC over Miami. They should be the highest-ranked ACC team. Miami, their losses to Georgia Tech. My SMU lost to BYU, who is a top 25 team, as far as I'm concerned. So,
yeah, I agree.
I think SMU has just been severely underrated, and but they're gonna have to go prove it in the playoffs, which I think they're gonna make it. I really do. I think that they could win the ACC.
They're gonna play Miami probably.
If Miami wins and SMU both win, I don't see how they wouldn't. I mean, they're both 10-1. SMU's undefeated in the ACC. Miami lost to Georgia Tech. So if unless there's another team that doesn't have an ACC loss, then it'll be them two. Now, if Miami were to lose, I think Clemson would actually get in over them because Clemson's only lost one ACC game, and that was to Louisville. So that's all that matters when it comes to the conference championship. It's not overall record. It's what your record is in the conference. And with the ACC, as long as you have the best record in a conference, it don't matter where you're ranked in the top 25. So if Clemson could get lucky, they're hoping Miami loses. Because if Miami loses the second straight conference or loses another conference game, oh, they're fucked. They might get in the playoff based off record, but they might drop out of the top 12 if they were to lose to Syracuse. So, I don't know. Miami's got a lot to play for this week, and Clemson's got their fingers crossed tight, hoping that they drop one. But, yeah, anyway, up next we got Arizona State going into Arizona. Arizona State looking to secure a Big 12 championship berth. Jason, who do you think wins this game?
I'm going to go with Arizona State. They're actually looking really good this year. Big turnaround from the last couple of years. It was a big win last week against BYU, and I think that just shows what kind of team they are. So I think they're going to get another win and, like you said, get a berth in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go Arizona State double down. They've looked like the best team in the Big 12 so far. I think it could end up being them in Colorado, potentially. We'll see. But yeah, I like Arizona State. Up next, we got Arkansas going up against Missouri. Jason, what do you think?
I really think this is going to be a tough one for Missouri here. I'm going with Arkansas. I'm going to double down. Go with Arkansas. I just think Missouri, they've basically hit a wall, and they're in the same boat like Alabama is. They have nothing to fight for anymore. Besides the bowl, they're going to get a bowl game regardless, so, you know. They're not going to play off, so I don't think they're going to win this one. I think Arkansas is going to win. Double down.
It's insane how much I agree with you this week. I'm going Arkansas straight up because I do think it's going to be a really good game. I think these teams are pretty similar. Arkansas is just, again, the symptom of having a tough-ass schedule. They've just played one of the toughest fucking schedules, and, you know, their record kind of reflects that. But I'm going to take them straight up in this game. I think it's going to be a good one, and I think Missouri's going to lose a heartbreaker. Up next, we got 1-10 Purdue going up against 10-1 Indiana, who is, you know, still in alive in the Big Ten championship and, you know, for the playoffs, as long as they win out. Jason, what do you think?
I think Indiana's going to win by 85 points. And I'm going to double down on that. And they just look really good. Like you said, it's going to suck because I think it's going to be Oregon and Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. Indiana, it sucks because if they would have beat Ohio State, they obviously would have been in there. But I just think they're kind of screwed no matter what. So
they need either Ohio State or Oregon to lose.
I don't think either of them are going to lose.
Ohio State could lose, dude. I'm telling you. That's a big rivalry.
Yeah.
It don't really matter, man. And I'm telling you, you know, now if you ask me who's more likely to lose, Oregon or Ohio State, Ohio State for sure, dude.
Yeah.
Right? Ohio, I think it wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, they, I mean, Nebraska almost got him.
Well, that is true.
So, I don't know. I'm you know, like I said, I'm usually an Ohio State guy. I haven't been feeling him that much this year. I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think I'm a big Ryan Day guy, but we'll get into that later. Up next, another one of the War Room games of the week. We got OU going up against LSU. It is in Death Valley. Jason, what do you think?
I mean, I never thought I would say this, but I think OU's gonna. get another win. I think they're gonna ride high off that Alabama win and come in. And beat a lackluster LSU team. LSU has been so disappointing this fucking year.
Well, let's be fair. They're four losses. It's not like they've lost to shit teams.
I know, but it's just, I thought they were going to be better than what they were. I mean,
yeah, no, trust me. I had them creeping into the playoffs on the back end, but you're right. I mean, but so you're going with OU?
Yeah, I'm going to go for OU.
Straight up or double down?
It's a
10-point game.
The way they fucking played last week, I'm doubling down, dude. They beat the shit out of Alabama. Alabama scored 30 fucking points. So I'm going with OU. Double down.
Okay, so I'm going to get to that. OU literally just lined up and ran the ball left or right. They literally did not do anything different the entire game. I do not think they're going to be able to do that against LSU. I think LSU has a better defense than that. And it's at home. I think Alabama underestimated going into that game. It's a night game in Norman. Up until this year, you hear OU, you think good football team, prideful program. I don't know why even I thought that it was just going to be an ass whooping, but I just don't see that happening this week in LSU. It's a fucking night game too. So, I mean, I'm going to have to go LSU double down on this one. OU is going to have to prove it to me 2 weeks in a row, which at this point doesn't really matter. They're playing off pure pride right now, which is great. This right here though, for LSU to me is like, oh, I won't touch you with a 10-foot pole the rest of the season. If you come up in this game of that we do here at the WRFL, I will not touch you with a 10-foot pole. But yeah, anyway, up next we got Washington going up against Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a good game, Jason.
I don't think so.
What do you think?
I mean, look, it's been the last few years. Washington has been the team that has screwed us out of the playoffs.
Dude, when was the last time you actually beat them?
Honestly,
it's been a couple years.
Yeah.
Because they beat you guys three times in a year, didn't they? Or was that Utah?
No. If anything, it's for sure Washington. We lost Washington two times in the year last year. We lost to them in the last game of the season, and we lost to them in the fucking Pac-12 championship. But I just think they're starting fresh, and it's just not the same as it was before. Like they're still a good program, but it's just not like what it has been. Last few years, they lost a lot of fucking players last year. So.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good game. I definitely don't think Oregon's going to win by 19 like the odds makers seem to think it'll be. I'm going to go Oregon double down. I got a lot of respect for them. They've looked solid. That Wisconsin win, though. Don't want to see too many more of those, but I will say they've looked good. They've taken care of business. I think they'll take care of business and go into the Pac-12. The Big Ten. God, it's weird saying the Big Ten championship. where they'll probably end up playing Ohio State again, it's looking like. Anyway, we'll get into that whenever that happens. But anyway, up next, we got a big game. We got number 3 Texas going up against Texas A&M, who everybody thought was going to be this fucking, oh, watch out for them. And then what do? They go and lose in 4 overtime to fucking Auburn. Jason, what do you think? You're going to try to tell me Texas A&M's better? Is that what you're going to try to tell me? Like Trevor's going to do? I know for a fact he's going to do, because any time he has a chance to pick a team against Texas, he will.
No, I mean, my thing with Texas is I think they are the second best team in the country. I think Oregon's number 1. I think Texas number 2. And I think I think that loss to Georgia was just stupid. I mean, it was a really big game.
I think we bought into ourselves a little too much, because the whole week I was like, why is everyone saying that we're 100% going to win? Like, why is everyone not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it should have been more, I just feel like so many people said that we were going to win that there's no way we could have, because they just, you know, and Georgia's a good team. I mean, they're going to be a tough team. Dude, if Georgia ended up winning the national championship this year, would anybody be that surprised?
No, they're fucking still the same team that they've been. I mean, they're still.
I don't know
good.
If Carson Beck's all that great, but I mean, he's. I mean, before the season, they were saying he was going to go number 1 overall, or at least the number 1 quarterback. I mean, that's kind of died down. But I mean, they're still a fucking. I mean, that defense is littered with NFL draft picks. So, I mean, they're going to be good. I agree with you. I do. I mean, Quinn Ewers apparently had an MRI done. I don't know. Like I said, I've watched him and Arch play. I think Arch is better. I think he can do more. I think we're better off just go ahead and putting Arch in at this point and, you know, telling Quinn to go fuck himself in the nicest way possible. But I just, like, I can't keep doing this, him playing a few weeks and then getting injured and then, you know, throwing the chemistry off. I just feel like at this point we got to, like, if Arch is the guy for the future, then really who cares? Because, I mean... I think that's the one thing that's going to end up biting us in the ass is the quarterback instability. Like, we've got 2 guys that could start and be fine. But, you know, the guy we're deferring to can't stay healthy. So, it's, you know, it's not going to help the freshman. So, I don't know. But, wait, so who are you taking? You taking Texas?
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas. I'm going to double down. I think it's going to be a good win for him.
Yeah, see, this is the one game, and, you know, before the season when I was talking with Trevor, I only thought we were going to lose 1 regular season game. I thought it was going to be this game. And the only reason why was because I thought we were going to go into it undefeated. It's an away game, and Texas A&M has had a fucking hard-on for us ever since we stopped being in the same conference, and they talk a lot of shit. And they want that smoke. So they want to beat us. They want to play us. And that helps a team. But that being said, after watching this, the last play out, I think we have to go win this game to secure a spot in the SEC championship. And also, this is a night game. It is a big game. We already blew our 1 night game against Georgia. We can't blow this one. We've got to go fucking win this game. I think we're a better team than they are, and I can just feel it. We're going to win this game, and we're going to make... I could see this kind of looking how the Georgia game looked, but in our favor. I think we're going to outclass them, so Texas double down. Give me the 10 points. Yep. Anyway, up next, we got a 5-point game, number 24, Kansas State, going up against 18, Iowa State. Jason, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Iowa State and double down. I think they're the better team this year. They're pretty much the same team. I mean, but I think Iowa State's going to get the win, I think, at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. Iowa State double down. I'm giving them the nod because they're at home and it's a tough place to play. So Iowa State double down. Up next we got UNLV going up against Nevada. What do you think, Jace?
I'm gonna go with UNLV. I'm going to double down. They actually look really good. They got a really fucking good defense. So, yeah, I'm going to go with them, double down.
Yeah, I'll go UNLV, double down. They've looked pretty good this year. Their two losses came against, you know, pretty good teams, respectively. And, you know, they're pretty good. I mean, what can you say? Nevada is not. Anyway, yeah, up no. next, we got a little West Virginia versus Virginia matchup. We got Marshall going up against JMU. Jason, this is one of the War Room games of the week, worth 10. What do you think?
So, I think the last time I went for JMU, they fucking lost. So I'm going to go with Marshall this time. I'm going to double down on them.
Man, JMU, that's different for me. Whenever we were at Josh's house, that game they were playing, I took him in that one, and they won double down. So this time I'm going to take him for the same reason. JMU, double down. I like him. I'm a big fan of them, the team from my home state. I am going to watch this game, though, because I always love watching these kinds of matchups. Virginia Tech's playing, too, so that I'm in heaven. But anyway, yeah. Anyway, and up next, the last top 25 matchup game. We've got Houston going up against BYU, who's kind of been in a spiral. They had it right there in their hands, and then they fucking blew it. Jason, what do you think?
This is going to be a good game, I feel like, because Houston's played good against a good team. How do you go BYU? Double down. It's fucking 10 o'clock game, dear Lord. And it's in BYU. Yeah, it's a tough place to play at night. So I'm going to go BYU.
Yeah, the Mormons are lighting candles and wearing cloaks. Yeah, I'm going to go BYU double down. I think they should win that game handily. And, you know, maybe they'll get in the Big 12 championship and still have a chance at the playoffs. I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in them. But maybe Joseph Smith will help them out. But anyway, guys, that was the NCAA picks, and now it's time to get to the finale of the WRFL Thanksgiving edition, special, whatever. We're going to start it off with Thanksgiving Day itself. We've got three games. The first two are worth 10, and the night game is worth 25 points. First up, though, we've got the Bears going up against the Lions. We got a divisional matchup. Lions are on a roll. Bears are not. Jason, what do you think?
There are two teams I hate. And unfortunately, one of them is for sure dog shit, and it's the Bears. So I'm going with the Lions, and I'm double downing on that.
Yeah, honestly, this will probably be the easiest one to pick of the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Lions double down. I think they're going to fucking whoop that ass. Up next, we've got, I think, the toughest one of the day to pick. We got the Giants against the Cowboys. Cowboys coming off of a crazy win against the Commanders. The Giants coming off of a really bad loss. Now that I think about it, this one might actually be pretty easy to pick. Jason, who do you think?
I'm going with the Cowboys. The Cowboys are going to beat their ass, dude. Double down.
Yeah, the Giants have completely mutinied against the coaching staff. They've lost their starting quarterback, who, even though he sucked, was their best option. So,
yeah, between fucking Drew Luck and whoever the guy is now.
Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
The Italian? Yeah, I mean, I was down with it as long as he was good. He actually played at Illinois. He was good. And then, you know, he came in and won like three. He went 3-0 at first whenever he first came in last year, and everyone
was the Packers. I remember.
Yeah. Obviously not the long term answer at the Cowboys. You know they're play. They actually, you know, they could weasel their way to a wild card spot potentially. Yeah, I'm gonna go Cowboys double down. I don't know if they'll whoop their ass, but they'll win. So I'm gonna go with that. And now we've got our 25-point game. of the week, we've got the Dolphins going into Green Bay to take on the Green Bay Packers. Dolphins are on a roll. They are fighting for their lives to get back into the playoffs, which, I mean, they're 5-6 right now. This would definitely be huge for them to get this win. Packers coming off of a big win against a – well, I guess I don't know. I mean, they're coming off of a win. I don't know if I'd call it a big win. They played a depleted 49ers team, but got a win nonetheless. Jason, for 25 points, potentially 50. Who are you taking?
You know who I'm taking already. I'm double downing on the Packers. They are, in my opinion, a better, more complete team than the Dolphins. I do agree that the Dolphins are on a roll right now, but they've beaten three shitty teams the last 3 weeks. They're playing a good team now. So I think we're going to beat it. I do think it'll be a pretty good game.
Oh, it's going to be a good game. I think this is going to be a very, very good game. I think it'll be within 4 or 5 points. It'll be a very good game. That being said, I'm going to go Green Bay double down. It makes me nervous because I could lose 25 points potentially, and that really fucked my week up. But, dude, I just like it's in Lambeau and it's a night game. It's going to be cold.
It's supposed to be 28 degrees.
Yeah, the Dolphins are fucked, dude. They're going to go in there with their dark skin and their fucking, you know, their salsa music, and they're going to get their ass whooped. So I'm not getting their ass whooped. They're going to get – it's going to – by the weather. I'm going to go with the Packers double down, and God help me if I'm wrong. Up next, 10-point game. Friday night, we've got the Raiders going up against the Raiders, going up against the Chiefs, who honestly look very shaky. They're like an airplane. They're like the airplane that Lynyrd Skynyrd was on. Like, they got it up in the air, but is it going to fucking make it? We'll see. Jason, what do you think?
I think it's crazy because these are usually, you know, like you always said, the Broncos or the Raiders always get a game out of the Chiefs.
Yep, and the last time the Raiders beat the Chiefs, I think, was on Christmas last year.
Yep, so that being said, I'm going with the Chiefs, and I'm double downing on it. The Raiders just aren't good. Gardner Minshew is questionable to play. Or no.
He's out for the season.
He's out. So, yeah. Whatever they got behind him is Juju. So, Aiden O'Connell's out. He's on IR also. So, yeah, they suck. They're going to get their ass kicked.
I think Desmond Ritter's their guy now.
Oh.
I'm going to go Chiefs double down. I'll hate them more than I already do if they lose and cost me 10 points. That's all I'm going to say. Up next, I wouldn't be surprised if they lost, though, because it is a divisional rivalry. They always end up losing, like dropping one of these stupid games. But I don't know. The Raiders aren't very good. So anyway, up next, we've got the Colts going into Foxborough to play against the Patriots. Jason, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the Colts. I'm pretty sure they've been on a roll. No, they're not. They've been on a roll of losing is what they've been on. So
they just lost to the Lions like 26 to fucking whatever.
24-6, yeah. And they're 1-4 the last 5 games. So I think they're a better team than the Patriots. So I think they're going to win. Double down.
Yeah, Colts double down. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right. I hope I'm wrong. Anyway, up next, we got one of the War Room games of the week. We've got a divisional matchup. We've got the Steelers going into Cincinnati to play Joe Burrow and the Bengals. What do you think, Jace?
It sucks. The Bengals should have won the last 2 games they played. And it's fearful. And I guess the Steelers are just better than what I thought. I thought they weren't that good, but they're actually a pretty good team. So I'm going to go with them and double down.
See, I like the Steelers. I think they've got the best defense in football, with the best defensive player. The offense is better. It's the best offense they've had in years. The Bengals usually rely on their offense to keep them in games because their defense really isn't that great. I'm going to go with the Steelers straight up. I think it's in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Bengals are on their last fucking leg. They go 4-8. It's over for sure. But then again, I just, like I've said the last few weeks, the Bengals are what everybody, it looks like they are, but everybody has a hard time coming to grips with it. They're just not very good this year. Their defense is old. It's not good. It's not very talented. And they're going to get worse because the owners are fucking cheapskates. So I'm going Steelers straight up. I'm going to give respect out of the fact that it's a divisional game. And, you know, obviously if the Bengals were to win, I wouldn't be like, whoa. But, like, I'm going off who I think the better team is. I'm going Steelers straight up. Up next, we have a pretty good matchup. We got the Chargers going up against the Falcons. Jason, what do you like?
I like the Chargers. I think last week, I think they should have won that game. I really thought they were going to.
Against the last night against the Ravens?
Yeah, I thought they were going to beat the Ravens. They really did. I think they're a good team. I mean, Jim Harbaugh's doing his thing over there. And, I think they're going to be the Falcons. I'm kind of over the Falcons. I've kind of lost hope with them.
Straight up or double down?
Double down.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Chargers are going to win this game. Double down. Up next, we've got the Seahawks going into New Jersey to play the Jets. What do you think, Jace?
The Seahawks are going to win. Double down. They're just a better team. Rodgers, I think, is done. And it's about time. And I mean, nothing's changed for the Jets. They're still going to be shit, even after when he retires. So,
I'd run it back with him.
I mean, he can. They're still not going to be good, though.
I mean, here's the thing: if everybody thought he was just going to walk in and have instant chemistry with everybody and be firing on all cylinders, I don't think it's fair. I think that's what expectations do. I think realistically, though, you give him a couple years, rapport, building chemistry, all that stuff. But then again, though, dude, he doesn't go to fucking training camp. He doesn't go to practice. You know what I mean? So maybe not. I don't know. I'm just thinking based off of what I believe. I think building chemistry with a team takes a long time. I don't think it just takes a few games. I don't know. I mean, for Christ's sake, he did come off of an Achilles injury, so he could still be kind of recovering from that. So maybe if he was able to train and get rested for next year, maybe be a little bit better. I just think the Jets are completely in shock with how bad they've played this year. So bringing him back would be a real risk, so I can understand them not doing that. But I'm going to go Seahawks double down. Seahawks are looking real like they could win this division, so we'll see. Up next, another divisional matchup. We've got the Texans coming off of a bad loss to the Titans going up against the Jaguars, who are at this point looking to bribe referees to help them win games. Jason, what do you think?
I think the Texans are going to get back on track this week and beat the Jaguars who are trying to do anything they can to win a game because they're awful.
Doug Peterson's going to blow somebody and be like, come on, please. I'll suck it so good. Yeah. Anyway, up next, we got the other war room game of the week. We've got the Cardinals going up against the Minnesota Vikings. It's in Minnesota. Jason, what do you think?
You know what? I'm going to go with Arizona. I'm going to go straight up with this one. I think the Vikings have been riding high, and they shouldn't be. So the Cardinals are going to bring him back down to earth this week. They're going to win.
I don't think it's fair to say that this deep in the season that they're, you know, like, come on, man. It's kind of hard to not think that they're not a good team at this point. I mean, Sam Darnold threw two touchdowns in the clutch part of the game last week without, because they had fucking what's-his-name all locked up and he was going to other people. I mean, he's just, I think he's playing pretty good. I mean, he's having his best season of his career. I mean, it's not crazy to think that they couldn't go on a really good run here. I'm going to go Vikings double down. Minnesota is a very underratedly hard place to play at. People don't realize how hard it is to play in Minnesota. I'm going to go Vikings double down. I like them. Up next, we've got the Titans going up against the Washington Commanders. Jason, what do you think?
I don't know. It's crazy. Washington's lost three games in a row. That's crazy. I think they're going to get back on track though and win this one. I'm going to double down on them. Titans are just, they're not good. I can't believe they beat the Texans last week, honestly.
That's pure divisional fucking spite right there. That's all that is. That's like the Browns beating the Steelers. I really don't think anybody should read into that too much. A lot of factors were at play, and the Browns still barely beat them. So I just, like, it had to snow its ass off, and, you know, you had to have, like, you know, a lot of shit happen. You know what I mean? So I don't think anybody should hold too much on that. The Texans, though, I don't know. They also have a lot of guys out with injuries, so I don't know. I'm going to go Commanders double down. They have lost three straight. They've been to three really good teams. Other than the Cowboys, that one's kind of like, but then again, divisional matchup. I know I've said that a lot this episode, but everybody, I never scoff or turn my nose up at divisional losses because it's like the teams that you should or should be most likely to lose to are the teams that you see all the fucking time. So
yeah. They
should just, and it means more because it's such a big game. They're the most important games you play all year. So, but yeah, I think the Commanders get this win, you know, try to, you know, really finish out strong the rest of the season. You know, we'll see. Up next, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have played one of the toughest schedules of the year, it seems like, going up against the Carolina Panthers. Jason, who do you like? Oh, and this is a five-point game.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers and bell down. Really am impressed with how the Panthers played the Chiefs last week, though. I really am proud of Bryce Young. Happy for the kid. He played good last week. But I think the Buccaneers are going to win.
I'm going to go Bucks double down. But if the Panthers are to win this game, because I was impressed with how they played the Chiefs, and Bryce Young, it was the best I've seen him play his whole career. But if the Bucks lose and the Panthers win, I will take away my automatic double down against card I have on the Panthers right now because I automatically just double down against them every game. So, yeah. Up next, we've got another 5-point game. We got the Rams going into New Orleans to play the Saints. Jason, what do you think?
I think the Rams are going to win. I'm going to double down on them winning. Matthew Stafford's been playing good.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rams double down. I think that they actually have something to play for. I think they could win that division. That division is so wide open right now. Any one of them could win it. And they own the tiebreaker over the 49ers, I believe. So I'm going to go Rams double down. Up next, we got a good one. We got another 5-point game. We've got the Eagles going up against the Ravens in Baltimore. Eagles are fucking looking incredible right now. They are on a roll. The Ravens are looking inconsistent. That's the nicest way I can put it. Jason, what do you think?
I mean, it's kind of like you put it. I don't believe in the Ravens, personally. I really don't. I don't think they're as good as people hype them up to me.
I think it's the defense. The defense is not good.
Yeah, obviously their offense is fucking tremendous.
Yes.
I really don't like the Eagles for some reason. I just hate them. I don't know why. I really can't stand anybody on the fucking Eagles, but I think they're going to win. I'm going to double down on them. The way Saquon Barkley's been playing is fucking insane. And how sus their defense is, it's going to be impossible to stop them. So.
See, here's the thing. Like I was saying, like after last year, I was like, dude, what's crazy is if you look at them on paper, the Eagles are the most talented roster top to bottom in the entire NFL. Defense, offense, whatever. So the fact last year that their defense had such a dramatic drop off and started playing like one of the worst defenses did not make sense to me. And now they are finally starting to look like the defense I thought they were. And dude, if they're playing like this, this is basically the Eagles Super Bowl team, but with Saquon Barkley. So this team could definitely win the Super Bowl this year. I like them a lot. I like the Ravens, and I love Lamar. I think it's going to be tough to win, but I'm going to go Eagles straight up because it's in Baltimore and it's a tough place to win. But, dude, at the end of the day, this is like these two teams to me are very similar. Good quarterbacks, great running backs, except one team's got a really good defense, the other one's got a bad defense. The Ravens do not have a good defense. It's not great, at least. It's average at best. It's not very good. I think the Eagles are going to take advantage of them because they're going to run the ball all over them, I think. So, and if they can't, it's going to open up the passing game for AJ and Devontae Smith. Like, the Eagles, as long as Saquon stays healthy, they're set up to where either they're going to kill you running the ball or they're going to kill you passing it because they've got one of the best offensive lines in football. So they can kill you either way. So you either stack the box or you push everyone back. You're fucked either way. So Eagles, straight up. And then now we got the Sunday night football game worth 10. We've got the 49ers going up against the Buffalo Bills. Jason, who do you like?
Well, if it's anything like what they did against my Packers last week, I think they're going to get demolished by the Bills. And it's not going to be pretty for them. And I'm going to double down on the Bills.
Yeah, I'm done with the Niners. I don't think they're bad. I think they're beat up. They can't do it. They've fought so hard the last few years, and I truly believe that they've just, you know, the chickens have come home to roost on all their bodies and everything. It's just tough. I mean, hell, even Brock Purdy's out. It's a shame because, you know, you look at the Niners and you automatically assume top five team. So, I mean, the fact that if this ends up being a good game or if the Niners even end up winning, would I be surprised? No. But, you know, I got to protect myself here. And I'm sorry, San Francisco, but the Bills have just looked so good. So I'm going to go with Buffalo double down. It's in Orchard Park. You guys are fucked. Sorry. And then I'll finally, the last pick of the episode and the last pick for the NFL Monday night game worth 10. We've got the Cleveland Browns going into Denver to play the Denver Broncos who have what some people are calling the best rookie quarterback. What do you think, Jason?
First, I'm going to say the Broncos. I'm going to go Broncos, and I'm going to double down on them. I think they're going to win. And I kind of agree with the Bo Nix being the best rookie quarterback in the league right now. I think Jaden Daniels is – I think he's right there. They're obviously neck and neck, but I think the way Bo Nix is playing is more of like a veteran. He's playing like a fucking veteran. Jaden Daniels is just playing with pure talent. He played like how C.J. Stroud played last year. And – I mean, he's playing amazing and doing amazing stuff, but I just feel like Bo Nix is playing like a veteran, and he looks like a legit quarterback in the league, which I think Jaden Daniels is going to be also, but I think Bo Nix is legit.
See, I think Jaden's the best out of them. I think Bo's played the best out of him this year because he's the oldest and he's the most seasoned, and he's not a turnover machine. I think Caleb is extremely talented. I mean, dude, this might end up going, and Drake May, he's played really good too. So I mean, like, this might be one of the better draft quarterback draft classes to happen in the last, you know, however many years. It's been really good. I'm going to go Broncos double down. Offense has looked really good with him. I think he's thrown 19 touchdowns and only two interceptions the last 11 games or something like that. So he's playing incredibly. The Browns, they got a tough defense and they've got a more seasoned quarterback playing. But I just think the Broncos defense, they've got one of the better defenses in the NFL, and they're going to make it real tough on Jameis. And I think they could cause him to turn it over quite a bit. So I think it might end up being a pretty good game. But I'm going to go Broncos double down. And with that, everybody, I'm sorry I have to end it, but that is the end of this NFL NCAA peak episode. Jason, thank you for co-hosting with me tonight and filling in for Trevor.
Anytime, brother.
And we finished right on time because I think Cam's about to be here and she's gonna want to ask me questions and stuff, so I'm gonna need to get off here. So anyway, guys, thank you guys for listening. Please make sure you like, share, subscribe. That's the best way to help the podcast for free, is to subscribe to our shows on Spotify and the Apple Podcast app. Follow our Instagram at KTP Productions. We post daily stories, you know, music takeovers. We update everybody if we're doing anything. Try to share some of our friends' content and everything. So, guys, go give us a follow on that. But yeah, other than that, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with you next week to update you on how this week went. I know it's been a big week, so you guys are just gonna be dying to know. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week. We love you. Goodbye.